soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moist.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, today they're going to be the views of Betty Martini as well. And we're going to be talking about the effort to poison the American people. Now, it's very difficult for the average citizen to believe that there could be people who really want to poison our children and hurt us, and that they would be working here. After all, we know the real enemies over there, living in a cave in Pakistan or fighting us on the streets of Baghdad. And if we don't fight them there, we're going to have to fight them here on the streets of New York. But the truth of the matter is, the real enemy looks just like you and me, talks just like you and me, but he is a deceiver, and he works at the highest levels of our government and our corporate structure and within the media. And they're poisoning us. They're poisoning our children with fluoride. They're poisoning certainly the adults by fumigating wheat with toxic doses of fluoride. And they know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, they're generating the genetic makeup of our food, and they're certainly giving mercury to our children and putting it into our teeth. But one of the most vicious of all the things is something called aspartame and NutraSweet, and that's what our guest today has been working on. Now, in countries throughout the world, they know exactly what's going on, and they're taking this out of many of their products. In fact, some very, very exciting things are happening, and I'm going to let Betty tell you about them, but not a word of this in the controlled media in America, other than the fact that there was a study that was published. And it pointed out that over, I believe it was in England, they were doing a study where they were testing children who were getting the junk food with the regular fanfare that we feed our kids, and then children who had a good, healthy diet. And, of course, those who were getting the junk food were really hyperactive, and significant differences between the two groups. Of course, we've known this for a long time, and among prisoners, if you give them a good diet, why, their incidence of going back to prison is about 15%. If you give them the regular diet fare, the incidence of going back to prison is 85%. So what have they done in our prisons to protect the prisoners and solve the problems? Why, they've eliminated the vegetarian diets. And this has been known for a long time, the relationship between nutrition and behavior. But they can't let the American people know they're poisoning our children. And it's not simply hyperactivity. It influenced fertility and cancer. And so I'm going to let Betty tell you about some of the great studies that have come out recently. Betty, why don't you tell us about what happened when you were over in New Zealand within the last few weeks?
Well, I was there almost 3 weeks with, I went to see Abby Cormack, and I was sponsored actually by Soylent Health and the Safe Food Campaign of New Zealand to help awareness there. And there was quite a media blitz. It had, I lectured at the Auckland School of Medicine and the Wellington School of Medicine with Abby. We flew to Christchurch. We lectured in Wellington and in Auckland, even at other places. And it was in the newspapers there. And because of this wide publicity, no matter where you went, people would even stop you on the street and say, I saw you on TV, I had all the symptoms of that Abby had, I'm off of it, and all my symptoms have disappeared.
In other words, they've gotten off of the aspartame that's in so many of the foods and drinks.
Right, and Abby, if you remember, was poisoned on Wrigley's gum that has aspartame in it, except for a couple of products. And they were sued back in 2004 for this, and even though the suit didn't go through, they know about it, and they turned around and put it in almost all their gums.
And, of course, they are poisoning people, and if you do not, if you value your health and you value children's health, let them chew Wrigley's gum. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on Earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And our guest today is Betty Martini. We're talking about aspartame. And Betty's telling about the recent trips you had over there in New Zealand. And, of course, what people don't really understand is that in other parts of the world, the truth is getting out through the media. But you're not going to see this in the media here in the United States because our media is controlled very, very tightly, and no one would dare to get the information out. So you go right ahead.
Okay, you know, some of the worst problems that we were seeing as people found out about it through the press was these terrible psychiatric problems. They wonder why kids are having behavioral problems. In one case, one woman had been on it so many years and using Wrigley's and Diet Coke and other things that she lost 7 babies because aspartame is an abortifacient and also causes birth defects because it's a teratogen, and she one baby survived, and the and the woman is grown now, but she's schizophrenic. And this woman said that when she was younger, she would bash at this child, didn't know why she was doing it. She had suicidal tendencies, put her head in the oven. Her husband almost killed her. He was on Wrigley's gum, too, and Diet Coke all day, and he hung himself. And we were seeing these kind of cases over and over. She said, I'm 60 years old, and I'm just beginning to live because I found out about it. And it was it was interesting that one man came over to the house by the name of Cameron Rutherford. He had seen Abby before I came there. He also was on Wrigley's aspartame gum, and I believe Crystal I, which is one of the worst. And he was just about to get a divorce. He was so paranoid that he said he used to vacuum the floor all day and didn't know why. And his he had all the same symptoms as Abby, with the tingling in her arms from the menthol. And when he saw her on TV, he got off of it. And he came over to thank her for saving his life and said, every one of my symptoms have disappeared. His wife came over later. She was looking through Dr. Roberts' medical text, and she says, and this is what causes infertility. And I said, yes. And their life was almost destroyed in the case of the one I was just telling you. The whole family were destroyed by aspartame, and that's how serious it is. And people would stop you on the street and say, I saw you on TV, and I had the same problems, and I'm off of it, and I'm well. And I don't believe that they can put the fire out in New Zealand ever again. We were basically fighting the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, and they would put out all this propaganda like there's no toxic breakdown, when in fact methanol breaks down in formaldehyde, and the Croco study shows that it embalms living tissue and that it damages DNA. And they took this recently, they took this propaganda from the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, and Ajinomoto, who makes aspartame, put it out in an advertisement so that if you went to saw something with aspartame, this came up. And a press release has just been put out about it. But this was the propaganda that we were trying to break. And, of course, they kept putting out press releases, the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, because they were trying to stop the media blitz and trying to stop people from listening. But it was too late because they were constantly getting off of it. At one lecture, they brought a cerebral palsy child. And in New Zealand, it's just labeled 951, and it was in a vitamin and caused all kinds of horrible psychiatric problems in this poor cerebral palsy child. So as far as behavioral problems in children, we have known this for a quarter of a century since aspartame has been approved. And first of all, 50% of the molecule of aspartame is phenylalanine, which lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin. And when you lower serotonin, it causes all sorts of behavioral and psychiatric problems. Aspartame is a psycho drug, and then it interacts with all other drugs and damages the mitochondria, which is the energy source of the life. And so we see all these problems, and this is the reason we're seeing so many psychiatric problems and so many behavioral problems. And you're talking about a molecule that has 40% that is an excitotoxin that stimulates a neuron to the brain to death, causing brain damage. And then it's linked together with the free methyl alcohol, so they're all poisons. And then the molecule breaks down to a brain tumor agent called DKP.
All right, I think it's so important that the fact that the people on the other side have actually paid a great deal of money to get some so-called pseudoscientific studies out there. And these pseudoscientific studies said, well, this doesn't produce epilepsy. Look at this scientific study. Well, then if you read the study, you find it was done for a very short period of time on a small number of children. And 10 of the 12 children were on antiepileptics. In other words, they were taking medication to stop seizures. And then you're going to test and give them some aspartame to see if it produces seizures to these kids that are taking medication to stop seizures. And if you go through all of these studies, they're all financed by the people who are putting out the poison to destroy the minds and the hearts and souls of our children and of our adults as well. And there's a definite tie into progressive neurological disease and Parkinson's and MS and ALS and... Because these are frank poisons. It affects the fertility. It affects the intelligence. It is carcinogenic. And what are those studies that show it produces cancer?
Well, first of all, it produced cancer in the original FDA studies. And Dr. Adrian Gross told Congress on August the 1st, 1985, that beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I'm almost quoting it word for word, that this can cause brain tumors and brain cancer and therefore violates the Delaney Amendment, which forbids putting anything in food you know will cause cancer. And his last words to Congress were, if the FDA violates its own laws, who's left to protect the public?
Well, let me just point out that at the beginning of the last century, this was in 1900, 1905, the incidence of cancer in the general American population was about 1 in 33. Today it's at 1 in 2 people will develop cancer. Now we have a war on cancer that was started in the 1960s, and since then, of course, the incidence of cancer has skyrocketed, but then we have a war on drugs, we have more drugs, we have a war on terror, we got more terror, we had a war on poverty, we've got more poverty, and is it possible, is it conceivable that when the government declares war on something, it actually makes it worse? Well, we can certainly see that in the cancer statistics. And you say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Certainly nobody would want cancer. And I would say, yes, there would. Because if you think that there are too many people out there that's going to destroy the Social Security and Medicare system, if you really have no concern about human suffering, and as Dr. Richard Day said, and we have the four-tape set, and you really need to get it. Dr. Richard Day there is quoted as saying, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Dr. Richard Day, professor of neonatology in Pennsylvania, a former medical director of Planned Parenthood, where he learned the whole story, and shortly after he revealed what this was all about, he passed away, as so often happens. Well, you need to understand that there are people who look differently, and they know this is carcinogenic, and yet they're putting it out because they have no compassion for humanity. And once you understand this, so much of this really does begin to make sense. So there was a recent study, though, wasn't there, Betty, that showed...
Yes,
at least
the first
animals...
one was done in 2005, by Dr. Siffredi at the Ramazzini Institute, showing it to be a multi-potential carcinogen, which confirms the studies, you know, a quarter of a century ago, and showing it causes lymphoma and leukemia and kidney cancer and cancer of the peripheral nerves. The interesting thing about it, it was so prestigious. It was peer-reviewed by 7 world experts. And so when this was done, industry just, they scuttled to try to rebut it. And they, all of a sudden you saw something come out and it said 500,000 people in this study, government study, shows it doesn't cause cancer. So we get a copy of it, and I call it the oatmeal brownie study. What they did, because they couldn't find anything to rebut such a prestigious study, they took a multi-food form that had 56 questions on it, and one of them asked if you used coffee or tea, and if so, what sweetener you used, and mentioned aspartame. Other than that, none of the other 55 questions had anything to do with aspartame, although it mentioned diet drinks. But every time it mentioned foods, regardless of what it was, they never asked you if you used aspartame in it. And first of all, it was sent out to ARP members, which are elderly people, and they asked them if they remembered what they ate for the last 12 months. Didn't have anything to do if they'd been using aspartame for years or afterwards. It had questions like, if you use, do you use strawberries in season? Do you eat oatmeal cookies or brownies? Have you had a hysterectomy? In fact, we had a critic in New Zealand from the medical school, and I said, well, here's a study. You want to see it? And he looked at it and he said, this is rubbish. I said, you tell me about it. And they put this out to the American people saying that aspartame didn't cause cancer, and they didn't ask him anything about it.
Now, we're going to be back in just a moment. Well, our guest is Betty Martini. If you have a question, our number is 1-800-259-5791. Would they really be poisoning the American people? The answer is yes. Are they doing it? They're doing it today. And people are dying as a result of it.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And paid for by industry. But you see, government's going right along with that, and the media's going right along with that. And certainly in New Zealand, why, everybody knew when Betty Martini was there, tremendous press coverage and television coverage and radio coverage. And then, of course, over in Great Britain, where this study was done recently that showed that that in just in the general diet of junk food that kids get, if they took the general junk food instead of a well-rounded diet that did not have any junk food in it, that these kids certainly were far better off, and there was so much more hyperactivity in the junk food kids. But nothing's really being done to change the diet of our children. But certainly many of the major corporations are taking the aspartame out. We're talking about companies like Walmart. And, well, Betty, why don't you tell that story? Because obviously nobody will tell us what was in. I mean, when we read about this study in Lancet, they say, well, we didn't try to analyze which one of the products it was. We just knew that there were all these products in there. And so obviously they were toxic, but you think that they knew exactly which ones contained aspartame. What's this all about?
Okay, first before I tell you this, Dan, I just want you to know that there's also, that I didn't mention because the commercial, is that there was also another study on cancer that was just recently released in the early part of 2007 by the Ramazzini Institute. And I was there in New York with Dr. Siffredi. And this one is shows that it just takes a small amount of aspartame to cause cancer, and that if a pregnant woman uses it and the child survives, that the child can grow up and have cancer. So it was really, you know, because they argued with the first one, well, maybe they used too much aspartame. I mean, they used all kinds of excuses. So Dr. Siffredi said we did the study over using a small amount. But let's get to the UK now. First of all, there was a study in Liverpool about a year ago showing the interaction of MSG and aspartame and some of the colors like Brilliant Blue. And then Food Standards there was the actual people who sponsored this study, because I suppose because of so many behavioral problems in the UK. Now, before they released, you know, until it was peer-reviewed, there was information about it. And people knew what was causing it because instantly, as soon as mention of it came out, Sainsbury, Marks & Spencer, they have a chain there that's like Walmart, and Tesco, these are the largest food chains in the UK, immediately started taking aspartame out. One took it out, said by June, and the rest of them said they would have it out by December. Of course, the bad news is that they're replacing it with Splenda or sucralose, which, as you know, liberates free chlorine. And Dr. Bowen says if they go from aspartame to Splenda, they'll maintain the reactions from aspartame and pick up those from Splenda. But anyway, they didn't really know the additives they were using, and they're talking about when it was released just recently, artificial colors or sodium benzoate preservative, and they went on and they didn't mention aspartame, but there's two things here. They may have done it and simply not said something about it because they started removing it in the food chains. They didn't remove Diet Coke, but from their own personal private products from all of these food chains. The second thing is there is so much aspartame in the UK, even in vitamins that you swallow and pediatric products, and we've been getting complaints for years that these children probably were using aspartame to begin with, and aspartame does cause temper tantrums and the different things that they did. They said in this study, they says, we've completed a pilot study showing that changes in hyperactivity in response to food additives can be produced within about 1 hour. Okay? Well, let me show you another one where it definitely was aspartame, because Dr. Barrett in the Dominican Republic, show you how instant this is, didn't know about aspartame and changed the diet of 360 children from milk over to aspartame juice, and almost all 360 children instantly started having these behavioral problems and confusion and hyperactivity.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Benny Martini. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 for this hour. And we're talking about the fact that this is known to be a carcinogen. Why do you think it is that the incidence of cancer in the United States has gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 2 during the last century? It's not doing this in the Amish or other people, the Mennonites, the others. In fact, their kids don't have all the problems with diabetes, autoimmune disease, asthma, and autism that we see in the children who are suddenly taking the shots and drinking all the junk food and eating all these terrible things. I mean, the Amish are far healthier. Why? Because they're poisoning the American people. The Amish are a lot smarter than the rest of us, and we better wise up, because The life you save could be your own. Well, if you have a question for Betty, the number is 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Betty, let's get out your website. Let's get out your telephone number, any information you'd like to get out, so that people can get the information and, you know, begin to protect themselves. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal the truth from the American people about so many of the things they're doing to poison us. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, first of all, we have Mission Possible World Health International, so that's www.mpwhi.com. There is www.dorwhi.com. There is www.wnho.net. My telephone number is 770-242-2599. And I should tell you that Codex is questioning now aspartame, sucralose, and sulfine potassium, which also cause cancer and leukemia in original studies. So I want to give you the address, the email address for Codex, because the deadline is September the 14th, where people can write. And it's Secretariat, SECRETARIAT at CCFA.cc. And there's one easier to remember, but it should go to both, is Codex at FAO.org. And we have
it's
until
Codex at FAO.org. Go ahead.
FAO.org, where people could write and say, "We, you know, these things should be removed. They shouldn't be on the planet."
Okay, fine. Well,
all right, and if they can't remember it, they can email me at bettym19@manspring.com.
What about doorway.com?
Yes, I did mention that, dorwhy.com.
Okay, dorwhy.com.
One O in the door.
Okay, and so...
Okay, and Stan, as I was saying before, I wanted to finish that when Dr. Barrett called me in the Dominican Republic, that he immediately took them off of aspartame juice, and in 4 days they all reverted back to normal. That's how easy it is to show behavioral problems in children, and that's in Dr. Roberts' medical text, which I believe that...
We do carry that.
You do carry that, and you carry the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison
yes.
World, which I think everybody should see.
And Sweet Remedy, too, which I like even better.
Yes.
So this information is available through Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We carry the book, Excitotoxin, Taste It Kills, Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic or Forgotten Disease, and that's...
Ignored Epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Dr. Roberts' book. That's, you know, over 1,000 pages. I mean, all the information's in there. I mean, Alzheimer's disease, progressive degenerative disease of the brain and of the mind and the nervous system, all of these are aggravated by the fact that they're poisoning the American people, and that's why people in other countries are so much healthier than we are here. And you need to help us get the truth out. And if we could do as good a job in the United States as they did recently, this last month, in New Zealand, we could break the back of these people. And more than that, once the American people understood there really are people who want to poison them and their children, they may begin listening to us on some of these other issues. But the scientific studies are all there, and you go up on the Internet and look them up, and you'll find all these glowing stories about how wonderful aspartame is, and all these references, you know, scientific references. But if you study these scientific references, they were all paid for by the aspartame industry. These were not done spontaneously. Have there been any studies done independent of the financing of the aspartame industry that show that it's safe, Betty?
No. In fact, there are 13 studies that have been done in the last 24 months, and they all show aspartame toxicity, And there are three of them in Greece. One of them, bottom line, is Alzheimer's. And they're on mpwhi.com in one email, all 13 studies. Those are the last 13 independent studies.
And we see Alzheimer's disease increasing rapidly. We see Parkinson's disease increasing rapidly. We see cancer increasing rapidly. And yet, this information is known in other countries and totally blocked out by the control media here in the United States. That is what's so incredible about this whole thing. And when these studies come out, they're simply blocked out by the controlled media because somebody really does want to poison the American people, and I think they're doing a great job of it. And if you look at compare the health of the American people with other people in other countries, we're falling year after year after year after year. And of course the studies, scholastic studies of our kids, you know, when they graduate from high school compared with children from other school countries, it falls year after year after year. Now what's the solution? Oh, we just spend more money on education. No, we stop poisoning our kids. And have you ever seen that DVD by Dr. Blaylock called Nutrition and Behavior? I think that is really
incredible.
Right.
I was going to mention that those the DVD, and after that he did the CD, that The Truth About Aspartame, and I highly recommend those. And I should tell you some good news, that there is a book that just came out by Dr. Roberts that most people don't know about. And it's on his 50 years of research, and it's called Protecting Mankind, One Physician's Quest. It's not 1,000 pages like Aspartame Disease. It's about the same size, and it goes through aspartame and all the poisons, and it is an excellent, excellent book. This past weekend was Aspartame Awareness Weekend, and it came out just in time for that. So you might want to get a hold of Dr. Roberts, and so that you'll be able to have that for your listeners. I just read the whole book, and it's wonderful.
And now we actually are having Dr. Roberts on in about 2 weeks. So what's the title again?
It's called Protecting Mankind, One Physician's Quest. And it is an incredible, incredible book about everything. All these poisons that are poisoning the population. And I think you know a lot about this, that because of obesity, they are trying to just have nothing but diet drinks and high schools. And that's when I was fighting something worse in New Zealand. And I just got a letter from the health minister, and he just admitted it to me, that he had made a voluntary contract with Coca-Cola and another company that nothing but diet drinks are going in all the schools, even grammar schools in New Zealand. We just sent them the report for schools we have on the websites, and it was new articles last year by all the experts, Blaylock, Roberts, Walton, that we send to, that's what we did Aspartame Awareness Weekend. We send that one Microsoft document we have on web to schools throughout the world, Board of Education, pediatricians, and OBYN physicians to try to save the children. And I sent it to the health minister, and I said, if you can read this, I'm going to ask you one question. Would you allow your child to use aspartame? So
let me know what he says, you know, because a lot of these guys are simply, you know, they're up for sale. That's what it's really all about.
You know, exactly. And, you know, to prove this even further, a lot of people have heard, and I guess you can get it on the net, is called Miracle in Wisconsin. To prove this, the Feingold people, the ADD people, took the worst school, Appleton in Wisconsin, that had the most behavioral problems, the most dropouts, the most learning problems, and they took out the vending machines and the junk, and natural ovens came in there and put in good food without additives. And at the end of the program, it was called the best school in Wisconsin. The kids went back to normal. The learning problems disappeared. The problems they were having with children I mean, there was no more huge dropout rate, and it was, you know, like it was before they had all these when I was a young girl. And they use it now as a precedent for other schools, Miracle in Wisconsin. And I write about it in one of the letters in the report for schools. You'll see on the banners of MPWHI and WNHO, you'll see report for schools. And this will help a great deal because your listeners can send it, especially if they have children, to their principals, their Board of Educations, and their FDA to help and save their kids.
Well, the crucial thing is that you're not going to read about this in Time magazine or Newsweek magazine or U.S. News and World Report or the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the Wall Street Journal, because they don't want you to know the truth. They're all controlled by the same people. They have an agenda, and they're poisoning our children. I mean, that's what's so unconscionable, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're covering up this information. But anyway, over there in Great Britain, you were saying that a lot of the major the producers, a lot of the major corporations are taking aspartame out of their products?
Absolutely. And all the large food chains. And now, just like sugar, you know, which is the one that I told you that was safe, has been approved in the UK, and it's now in Whole Foods over there, and it's in every Whole Foods in the United States now. And he's just coming out, the CEO of told me of just like sugar. That's just chicory and orange peel, and it won't hurt anybody, and no chemicals in it, because Dr. Blaylock asked that it be analyzed. But this month, they're releasing carbonated beverages that come from these herbs in the Amazon that they can put in school. One of them's called Energy. One of them's called Detox. And they are planning to make a gum with just like sugar, because this aspartame gum is you know, causing so much disability in people, because Dr. Roberts actually wrote a paper on it explaining that anything you put in the mouth, it's buccal, that it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva, straight to the brain, because aspartame is a drug. It's not an additive.
Is there any way to bring a lawsuit against Wrigley for poisoning the people, knowingly, intentionally, and purposely poisoning the people?
Well, actually, you know, that was done in 2004, and they got that dismissed. So they have absolute full knowledge, and so many letters have been written to Wrigley, and you should see the propaganda with full knowledge. In fact, I received one in the mail today from somebody in Oklahoma. She couldn't believe what Wrigley was saying. So they're doing this with full knowledge, and so what is so bad about it is that after they were sued about the fact that they've been told and told and told, they turned right around and put it in almost all of their products because they knew it's addictive. They know that it's got 3-methyl alcohol in it, which is classified as a narcotic, and this causes chronic methanol poisoning, and that affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. It's just like cocaine. People have the hardest time getting off of it. We have an aspartame information list on mpwhi.com where people can get on there. We give them Dr. Blaylock's detox program and help them get off of the addiction. And Essence Recovery Center that's in North Carolina is actually now taking aspartame addiction victims. That's how bad it is.
Well, you know, the thing is that I would hope that there might be some, you know, really good attorneys out there that'd be willing to take cases like that. I understand there's some as far as the brain tumors are concerned.
Brain tumors,
Well, you know, I would think that, you know, certainly the people, so many people chew this gum and have progressive neurological diseases as a direct result of it. And it looks like Wrigley's is going to get off scot-free. I guess they, you know, we've got some of the finest judges that money could buy. How are we going to get an honest judge to hear the case?
I know. This is, and it was everywhere. They heard the word, you know, chewing gum and Wrigley's and everybody. I mean, it was just so many people had those symptoms no matter where you go. And it's people that, and they had no idea. They were just going from doctor to doctor to doctor. And it's so common that my husband and I had dinner with some people And he says, I don't use it. And I looked at these glassy eyes, and I've been doing this 15 years, and I can pretty much tell them it's the aspartame victim. And I said, are you using gum? And he said, well, yes. And I went over on the counter, and he had Orbit with it in. He had Wrigley's with it in. People are not reading labels. And I asked him, I said, are you suffering from paranoia? I saw so much of it in New Zealand. He says, as a matter of fact, I go around stacking my clothes to make sure that I don't know why I do that. And he, you know, you would talk to him, and he was unable to carry the conversation. He'd just be quiet until you said something else. And I could automatically say, you know, that's what it does. It causes confusion. It causes memory loss, all these problems that if you're around a person that's using it and using that much gum like he was and his son, you can just about see it in a person by the way that they act. And
you know, really, Alzheimer's is such a terrible thing. We're seeing it in younger and younger people. We never used to see it below, you know, in the 60s, and now we're seeing it in the 50s.
I remember a nurse calling me from a hospice. She says, can you tell me why 30-year-old people are getting Alzheimer's? I said, yes. I said, with aspartame, I said, even on the FDA list, memory loss is so prevalent, it's number 9 out of 92 symptoms. That's how prevalent it is. You know, you're talking about two neurotoxins and an excitotoxin.
And the government knows this. Government officials know it. Those who really want to do something are not allowed to speak out. Those who do know what's going on and of course are getting either paid off or they really want to hurt people certainly get promoted. Our guest, Betty Martini, help us get the word out. Get your placards out. Stop chewing Wrigley's gum. God bless. Thanks so much, Betty.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
suggest that we do carry the book Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills by Dr. Blaylock. There's a section in his book on health and nutrition secrets that can save your life that deals with this subject. And you need to know all the names that they put in there to conceal what they're doing and how they're poisoning you. So that's health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic. It's over 1,000 pages by Dr. Roberts. The books are important. The DVDs, Sweet Misery, and the second one, Sweet Remedy. We have two excellent 4-tape sets on this subject. You need to get the information and help us get it out. And, of course, you want to know about water fluoridation. We have two 4-tape sets on that. We have an excellent talk, my talk on the A Hidden Agenda, and of course an excellent syllabus goes along with that, and then of course we got a couple of DVDs on water fluoridation, and the same thing with mercury. We've got a excellent DVD called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, and when you get that, well, you get a free CD-ROM with Dr. Ayoub that gives you thousands of pages of government documents that have been actively suppressed because they don't want you to know. They're poisoning you. We got a 4-tape set on the genetically altered foods and an excellent little short and expensive book called GMOs, Beware of the Coming Food Apocalypse. Get this information to protect your life. And then, of course, what you need, a good, safe supply of food. We're moving into a crisis situation. If you've not got your emergency foods yet, give us a call. We'll send you a free emergency food catalog. But if you have the catalog, do not put this off. I mean, we don't know how soon we're going to be at war with moving into Iran and a collapse of our economy, the military dictatorship here in this country, perhaps some sort of a feigned epidemic, a bird flu or some other epidemic they've created. And they may even release terrible diseases among us, and you're going to have to stay home to protect yourself. But certainly the price of food is going up, so much of the food is genetically modified, and the emergency foods are increasingly difficult to get. So if you want first to get them, don't put it off. Do it now. It's going to cost you a lot more later down the line. The food will not be available. And, of course, much of it will be genetically modified. And right now the people we're working with are very concerned about that. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get that talk on nutrition and behavior by Dr. Blaylock, we carry it, nutrition and behavior. If you'd like to get the 4-tape set on The New Order of the Barbarians, where, of course, Dr. Richard Day tells about how they really are suppressing treatments for cancer, how these people he worked with there at Planned Parenthood had a slogan that people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Crass indifferent to human suffering, but how do you understand it? That's why my book or the DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. That's why the DVD, The Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus are so very, very important. And that's why, of course, the 4-tape set, or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret is important, because it will explain to you Ron Burns' program by which you can begin to alter the universe with your mind. And the trouble is, it does work, but at a terrible price to you and your eternal soul. Then, of course, you need to get the DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2 by Chris Pinto. That will give you a rundown of the entire history of all this. You'll want to get a DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You'll want to get, of course, the DVD, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, because it explains why we're fighting over in Iraq today. Part of a centuries-old plan where America is to lead the world into democracy. Why go democracy? Our leaders hated democracy. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news, behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guest, and this afternoon, or this evening, back there in Michigan, we have with us Constance Cumby, and we're going to be talking about the implantable chip. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to get you to be willing to take the implanted chip. In fact, certainly we see on some of the patriotic programs of people who keep telling you there's a move towards world government, and we've got to be concerned about that and the mark of the beast. But it has nothing to do with taking a chip or an RFID number. Why? There's nothing in the Bible that suggests that the mark of the beast has anything to do with economics. It's all about worship. Oh, you shouldn't worship the beast. That's where you're going to get into trouble. But it's all right to go ahead and take the chip or have an RFID number. That's perfectly all right. And we're going to send you free books to convince you that. And I would simply ask, why is somebody putting out a lot of money on patriotic radio to put in advertisements to get people to take the chip? Why are they going to send you free books? I could send you a lot of free things, certainly not three free books. We don't have the funds to do it. So somebody's putting out the money, and then the thing that really bothers me is they say, this has nothing to do with economics. It all has to do with worshiping the beast. And I would simply quote the Bible where it says, you'll neither buy nor sell unless you wear the mark of the beast or known by the number of his name. And, you know, I would think that buying and selling would have something to do with economics. And now, of course, there's been a great article up on the Internet today by Constance Cumby, our guest, pointing out how some of our religious leaders are putting out a great deal of information to convince us it's all right to take the injectable chip. Nothing to worry about. Certainly this is perfectly all right. It'll just make things so much more efficient. And then, of course, you don't have to worry about anybody stealing your identification or, you know, stealing your credit card or your identity. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it going to be so convenient when we all have a chip? Constance, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. And I have to say before we start that I think that I can't take the primary vowels on this one. Those have to go to Catherine Albrecht.
All right, fine. Well, but let's get your thoughts on this, because certainly you did a very, very good job today. And we don't know whether the chip is the mark of the beast, but you're going to risk your eternal soul to find out that you're wrong, that it really that buying and selling does have something to do with the mark of the beast.
Well, it's certainly coming very close at a time when everything else appears to be happening and harmonically converging, as the New Agers love to say, and suddenly right on the scene come Verichip. And I had suspected that there might be some connections with some of my other phases of research, and as the story showed, and indeed there were, I had recalled that in 1993 I was alarmed at reading that Spain was the first country to make microchipping its animals mandatory. 5 years earlier, I had spoken at Dallas Seminary in 1988, and I was startled to pick up one of these little feel-good flyers for some, the Sunday school type, and I saw it repeated a couple later ones from the same publisher, and saying, telling about the technology and that every responsible pet owner should have their animal injected with this. And I remember telling the people walking me out that I thought this could well be a prelude to gaining human acceptance for the mark of the beast, and I got kind of a little patronizing there.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan personal cooling system. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Constance Cumby, and we're talking about the chips, and they want that you put injectable chips into people now. Oh, this is going to be so wonderful. You know, if you've got Alzheimer's disease, why, then we're going to know who you are. That will certainly be able to. Oh, you come into the emergency room, why, we can go ahead and just check that out, and then we can check you with the national database. We'll know if you're allergic to anything, what medicines you're taking. Oh, isn't this going to be wonderful? when everybody will have a chip, and it'll really speed up the process in stores, because nobody will be able to steal your ID. Why, they can steal your credit card now, your plastic credit card, but you won't even need a plastic credit card. All we'll have to do is just run your arm or run you through the scanner, and we'll know everything about you, and then we can check out everything you've got there with RFID chips in it. It's going to be so much more efficient. And, of course, this is so reminiscent. Every Christian should understand the implications of you'll neither buy nor sell unless you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And people said, well, you can't be absolutely certain of that. And I say, I can't be absolutely certain, but would you bet your eternal soul that I'm wrong? And I don't think very many people know. Well, now, you actually had a number of things listed there in this article, and Cost has written a great article. It's on newswithviews.com, and you should be going there every day anyway, but this came out just this morning. So what are the major issues as far as this effort to get everybody to take the chip?
Well, I started smelling some big rats and thinking that it might be tying in with some other things I've been looking at for a long period of time. For one thing, Todd Lewan, the Associated Press author, brought out with the active help of Catherine Albrecht, who dug out some studies that have been around since 1995, and the knowledge of the dangers of these chips have been around in one form or another since 1995. And pointed out that they came to attention. A woman brought a dog in and complained to Catherine Albrecht, evidently, that her dog had died of cancer after having been injected with the microchip, and the veterinarian had said the cancer had been caused by the microchip. And that turns out there are numerous veterinary studies and numerous warnings, and all of them disregarded these studies were in effect when the FDA approved the process. And then Tommy Thompson, who had headed the FDA when it was organized, the former governor of Wisconsin, went to work for Microchip and took the chip implant himself, I understand, and was given all kinds of huge blocks of shares on it, and not a word from the federal government on the dangers of this, which now today and over the weekend came out in the news. Very, very big time that these chips cause cancer, but my position is this should be very old news to believers and those who take the Word of God seriously.
Well, could you just tell us a little bit about that article? I know Paul Walters of News Reviews was telling me about that article, but what does this article say? What is the relationship between taking these chips and cancer, and why would there be a relationship?
Well, there, first of all, it was clearly prophesied that those who took the mark broke out with these horrible, horrible sores all over their body. They longed for death, and death would not come. And it was those who took the mark of the beast or worshipped his image, so on and so forth. The warnings, with scriptural warnings on it, were pretty clear. Well, this thing comes out, and then you have shows such as the 700 Club saying you can take it without spiritual danger.
The 700 Club is saying there's no spiritual problem with taking something
that can be
used, you know, that you'll neither buy nor sell unless you have this down
the line. Actually, when the Jacobs family of Florida in 2002, as I recall, announced they wanted to be the first family to be chipped, the 700 Club brought them on. They presented a statement from Regent University theologian Dr. Joseph Kikasola, who Regent University is controlled by Pat Robertson. This is on Pat Robertson's payroll. And they assured everybody there were no spiritual dangers whatsoever to taking it, that there would only be a risk if it became compulsory.
Well, but this is the same Pat Robertson who was pushing the World Trade Organization treaty. And, of course, I remember the 90s.
The same Pat Robertson that fought me tooth and nail on any attempt to get word out on the New Age movement for many years.
I wonder why that was.
I can't imagine.
Well, Google right ahead. Anyway.
Okay, but at any rate, with warnings like that, people were desensitized and thinking it might be all right. It might even be a good thing, and the scriptural warnings were pretty clear about what would happen, and there was just too much correlation, too much happening that was coinciding in time. And then Verichip was featuring its chipmobile and offering to give the first a discount to those who would sign up for the first phase of their program. And the 700 Club endorsed its Verichip Applied Digital Solutions used the 700 Club's endorsement of the process, and their advertising has made great political hay of it and used it to marginalize Christians who perceived a spiritual danger on this, and virtually the only people speaking out about it, except for a few of us fanatics, is Dr. Catherine Albrecht and various civil rights groups and watching civil liberties groups who rightfully perceived that there were liberty problems on it, even if they didn't have a hint of religion.
Well, Chris, you know, the thing is, a lot of people say, well, if the ACLU is against it, it's got to be good. But just because the ACLU is against it doesn't mean that we shouldn't all be against it. And I think that sometimes they use the radical left and their endorsement of a position to discredit that position. So I think we should really be very, very concerned, remembering full well that Pat Robertson really was pushing endorsement of the World Trade Organization, which, of course, is a prelude to the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Leader. And I'll never forget the night that he did that on the 700 Club. That was the last night I listened to him, and Ben Kitchlow was there. And Ben said, why would you be suggesting that? This is terrible, and it's going to lead to world government. And Pat Robertson looked down at the floor and said, well, maybe we just ought to go ahead. But he couldn't look into the camera. He couldn't look at the people.
I could tell you many more stories. That's about the time I started videotaping each and every day. At any rate, I smelled some connections between what was taking place, and I have a pretty good memory for some things, not the name I heard 5 minutes ago or where I put something 3 seconds ago. But I have an excellent memory for what I've read over the years.
You really do. I'm always amazed, cousin.
And in 1993, when Spain made the microchips mandatory, I remember well reading the story which appeared in the Detroit News, and the Spanish, the Scottish veterinarian who was hired by Spain to run its program was a Dr. Andrew MacDonald. And in the press conference, he said that it was part of a plan that was first national, referring to Spain, then regional, referring to the European Union, and then would be global. So I remembered that and those statements, and so I decided just on a whim Saturday night after I had read the press release from the AP's press release, I Googled Dr. Andrew MacDonald. And just to see what he was up to and if he was still around, I used the terms of Andrew MacDonald and with quotes around it in Spain, and came up with several hits. The most interesting of was of the project called Bioinformatics. And I thought there was something interesting there. And then, again, just on a hunch, I put in the term bioinformatics and Verichip. And bingo, I came up with 31,500 clear-cut hits, and including one that was very interesting, maybe coincidental, maybe not. There were several important centers on it in the United States, and one of the most important one in the United States was at Virginia Tech University, which, interestingly enough, perhaps this is a coincidence, this is where Javier Solana used to teach when he was in the United States. And it's also the school that had the terrible, terrible tragedy last year, last April, with a Korean student who went crazy. But more interesting to me in the bioinformatics was the entry from eWeek.com, and that Verichip sells first baby protection system and in talks with military. And this was dealt with some of their Canadian ventures, but similar things was indicated were taking place in the United States, and that they had made the first sale of its infant protection, wander prevention, and staffed arrest system to a Canadian hospital. And they were discussing testing its implantable chips in two military branches. Now, on CNN earlier this summer, they showed troops, and they actually showed the chip, and I recognized it as the Verichip injectable chip, and they said it had been tested on some of the troops in Iraq, but they were not saying which ones that were had it, because there was a danger that the enemy could have a reader and detect where they were. Well, so much for those chips giving you security.
Well, of course, the thing is, what's this about? Of course, the chips producing cancer in animals? Oh, we've the, heard...
Yes, that was the big thing.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's also consistent in, let God be true and every man a liar, but the prophecy was that those who took that mark had no advantage either in the here or in the hereafter.
Yeah, of course, if it's going to produce cancer in animals, it certainly would produce cancer in human beings. So why would they do something like that? Well, maybe for the same reason that, you know, that at the beginning of the last century, 1 in 33 people got cancer. Today it's 1 in 2. Is it possible that they are actually encouraging cancer? That people have to die of something? They might as well die of cancer. And that's certainly what Dr. Day said. If you haven't seen our 4-tape set, The New Barbarians, The New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get it to understand.
Ken Anderson from Midas, September 10, 2007, gold, 704. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $726.24, $358.20 for half, $179.24 for quarter. That's $726.24, $358.20, and $179.24.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Constance Cumby, and we're certainly talking about the idea that they're really pushing everybody to have one of these injectable chips. And I don't know how many of you remember, just maybe 6 months to a year ago, we had a lot of advertisements on television, and we'd show a man who talked like a woman, or a woman who talked like a man. Of course, it all had to do with identity theft. And how easy it was to have identity theft. We just got a message from our city bank that we're going to have to change our cards. They've given us some new credit cards, and they said that we're going to have to tear up our old credit cards because somebody had hacked into some merchant's website and stolen all the numbers from. And so there were probably a great many people who had a city bank, a Visa card, and somebody had their numbers. But you see, it wouldn't be a problem if you had a very chip. In other words, no, they don't say that. And
those
I'm sure
chips can be cloned.
I'm sure
that's
they can.
That's what the literature is saying, that you can clone those chips.
Oh, I'm sure they are. But that's not what they're going to tell the people. They're going to say, now you're secure. Now you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your identity. Now you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your credit card number. And they actually did this. In fact, somebody accidentally stole some 27 million numbers and identification information off of Veterans Administration, the computer that somebody had taken home. And they sent every veteran, and we're talking about probably 27 million veterans, letters. Warning them somebody may have stolen their identity. So they're implanting in our mind fear of identity theft, but they have a solution, don't they? Go ahead, Constance.
Well, that and the 700 Club has been doing that since the early 80s. That was and talking about the possibilities of somebody forging your identification in a more secure system needed. Now that I think back, it was not that terribly unusual or unique for Dr. Joseph Kikasola to give the implanted system its imprimatur, its blessings.
Now, is this the professor there from Regent University?
Dr. Joseph Kikasola is a theologian that they brought out with the Jacobs family to talk about the system and to pronounce that there were no theological risks. But in the early 1980s, Pat Robertson himself made many such statements on days when I was daily videotaping the 700 Club. And that at the time they struck me as strange. I remember one day I was watching and there were three things. It was when my original programs were running on Southwest Radio Church and there was a lot of buzz about the worldwide ads run saying the Christ is now here. And the first thing they presented on that program was they were talking about the need to adopt visualization techniques and relaxation techniques. And I thought that was an odd content. This was before I suspected there was a thing wrong with the 700 Club. And then they came out on the lawn chairs and they presented an ad. They said, in their opinion, the millennium was something that would not start all at once. It would be implemented gradually, and we would need leaders to take us through that period of time. And CBN University was designed to train the leaders that would take us all the way through the millennium. And I made a mental note of myself, hurry up and send them your $100, or God will have to call off the millennium. I wouldn't be able to ask folks for money with a straight face saying that. And then the third thing that happened in that same program, which was June, as I recall, of 1982, and Pat Robertson was sitting in the lawn chair with Ben Kinchlow, and they had the questions posed, and a gal from the Midwest said, people from the Midwest are confused and worried about the ads which recently ran. in saying the Christ is now here. In your opinion, is there any type of a conspiracy afoot to take over the world? And Pat Robertson folded his arms yogic style, bent his hand over those arms for a minute, and then he raised his head, but keeping the arms in the same forward folded position, extended beyond him, and said, no, no more than there has ever been in the world, no. And then he brightened and said, besides, the word conspire means to breathe together. Now, that definition appears nowhere in the Bible, but it does appear in the Aquarian conspiracy. Pat Robertson did never pass the bar nor became a licensed lawyer, but he is a graduate of a fine law school, Yale, and that is not the first definition of the word conspire that would ever occur to any graduate of a law school. And I found it fascinating that he gave the same definition of conspire as Marilyn Ferguson in the Aquarian conspiracy.
Well, of course, but the Bible does mention conspiracy a number of places, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. It also says, do not say to those who say a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor dread ye their dread. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. But to say that nothing is happening, there's plenty of warnings that everything's happening.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking with Constance about the programs that CNN has been broadcasting about God's warriors. Now, this is an organized effort to discredit Christianity, an organized effort to discredit Judaism, and an organized effort to discredit the Muslim faith. And whether we agree with the Muslim faith or not, there is an organized effort to discourage all of the three great monotheistic religions. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're using television here in the United States and throughout the world.
And they're trying to marginalize us. In fact, they've characterized evangelical Christians in the United States as the most dangerous of all, because they say they're likely to explode over something. Well, maybe we're likely to explode over them trying to force this chip that we're not going to take on us. I don't know. I strongly suspect that this chip and their determination to impose it on us may well ultimately, or something like it, be construed as an entry point that if we take it, and taking it as a mark of who's worthy to go forward with them into the new age and who isn't. They have said nothing about the fundamentalist new agers, like Barbara Marx Hubbard, who write very freely that the riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you, where they will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful hour in Earth's history, and talking about the destruction of one-fourth of mankind instantly, and the other fourth are contingent upon good behavior and giving in to their agenda. Okay. And then she's one of the moderates. The extremists among them talk about three-quarters of the world's population upwards disappearing.
And, of course, you have to understand there really are people who have a different worldview. Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of the wealthiest women in the world, and in the original text of her book, the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, incidentally, was eventually published under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. Oh, the Rockefellers, we have so much to be thankful to them for. They're such good people publishing her book, in which she originally, in the original text of that, she talks about how a quarter of the world's population, that quarter that will not evolve to a higher level of consciousness, will have to be eliminated. But that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, because we are the riders of the pale horse, death. And if you would like to read those pages, we got them from people who got them directly from her hands as she traveled across the country here a decade or more ago, with the original text, the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. We are the riders, she said. We are the riders of the pale horse, death.
And I must say also that I had the somewhat dubious opportunity of meeting her at her invitation. In fact, she made breakfast for me and another person at her very lovely house in Gun Barrel Subdivision in Boulder, Colorado, back in 1987, shortly after the Harmonic conversion. And she told me with a very straight face that she had pulled that book, Revelation, the birth of, or the Revelation, the
Book of Co-Creation.
The Book of Co-Creation from circulation, that she'd no longer felt that was valid guidance, and she had pulled it, and she did such a good talking job on that. This was shortly before she chaired that Gold Lake meeting, too. And then when I was in Seattle in 1988, and we went to her center that was promoting the Soviet-American dialogue, something she was also spearheading, and they were selling it very openly, very freely. She had lied to me about it. I found these people are charming, inveterate liars.
Well, let's get back to the chip, because I think this is really what's so vitally important for our listeners today, because now we find the American Medical Association is endorsing it. Can't we trust the American Medical Association? Why would they recommend something that at least in animals has led to cancer?
Well, I'm hopeful that they were not aware of the studies. If so, they were lazy Googlers, because simple Googling on the Internet produced all kinds of hits that predated Catherine Albrecht's work and the revelations that came out this weekend. An awful lot was easily available on it. It's hard to say. There may have been political pressures. There may have been financial pressures. You may have had some doctors who were true believers in the New Age agenda. There are many. And that we're pushing it. It could have been many sources, and it probably was some of many different factions.
Well, let me tell you, I was very much involved with organized medicine in the between about 1986 and 1996, and I will tell you there are key people in the American Medical Association. They're not there to advance the cause of medicine. They're there because they have a sinister agenda, a genocidal agenda. And that's why they've given their whole of their lives to get up to key positions in the AMA. Now, there are lots of good people in organized medicine, but there's some very evil people, and they're the ones who promote one another to the highest positions in medicine, and they smile and they look at you and they tell funny jokes. But behind that smile, there is a very sinister force.
And they give each other awards, and they give each other honorary degrees. And
right, exactly that. They just congratulate one another about their dedication, but nobody ever tells what they're dedicated to. So we have the AMA pushing this, and who else is pushing
this? Marilyn Ferguson said that they were working with both outside of organizations and within organizations, and it goes on in the American Bar Association, too. I was extremely active in that organization, and it happens. And I think if some of us show up, sometimes we could exert, showed up in enough numbers with some realization of what was going on, we could exert some pretty good counter pressures. We can smile and grin in their face, too.
Well, of course, I think it's really so vitally important for people who don't know who Marilyn Ferguson is. Marilyn Ferguson wrote a book back about 1980 called The Aquarian Conspiracy. If you really want to understand what this is all about, you need to get it, you need to read it, because she will tell you there is a gigantic conspiracy, and it involves people in every walk of life. And she even talks about in the state houses, in the White House, and the medical field, in every field, in the corporate field. And this all interconnects. And, of course, she's describing this New Age movement. And it's really a very important book, The Aquarian Conspiracy. I think it's out of print.
I think it may still be around and available. There's lots of copies available. But
right. Get it on Amazon.com. It's very easy to do. And we recommend people get The Aquarian Conspiracy and read it. And of course, the other great book is written by our guest, and that's called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And one way or another, we've got to get that back in print.
We have to get that back in print. I'm also working on getting an audio version of it together.
And we do actually have a four-tape set of our interviews with Constance Kempe, who's our guest today. We actually have a DVD. And the talk she gave at our last conference, we call it The Emergence, because what the people within this cult movement are talking about is the emergence of the world leader. That's what they're all working for, the emergence of this supernaturally conceived, certainly this is a man with supernatural power.
Interestingly enough, there were many disturbed people in India today, poor Indian farmers, and very disturbed because the Maitreya project came in and put up a huge, something like a 250-foot statue of Maitreya. And it was on breaking news on Yahoo News tonight.
Really?
And with a picture.
A 250?
Something like that. They said huge. It'd be the world's largest Buddha, something like that. Be Maitreya, and they said it was Maitreya Buddha, and the group putting it out was the Maitreya Project.
I see, of course, now, but then, of course, aren't most of the Indians a Hindu rather than Buddha?
Yes, and the song that has been put out, and of course there's plenty of Hindus that are in league with this, but there are plenty that don't know either. And what they're saying is that whoever comes, he's the Messiah to the Jews and the Christians. He is Krishna to the Hindus. He is Imam Mahdi to the Buddhists, and he's Maitreya to the Muslims, and he's Maitreya to the Buddhists.
And of course,
but then they say for all it's Maitreya, that it's the same one that he incorporates all. He's all things to all people.
And this is to be the coming world leader. This is the plan. And certainly with every religion today, they're looking for a world leader. And it's only a matter of time, I think, before he'll be here. He may be already living somewhere in the world today. And there are literally millions of people who are working towards his emergence, and that's why the DVD we have with Constance, as she goes into the background of this movement, and we call it The Emergence. Well, certainly, I think that the chip plays an important part in that, and they're doing everything they can to popularize this idea here in the United States. And they're spending a great deal of money, and they're really targeting the Christians. And this is really what
they're desensitizing people to it. I feel like we need to get word out on the dangers that if they don't understand the theological risks and the theological concerns, they certainly understand cancer. And I figure if and when I'm talking to the Jewish community, they may not understand Jesus, but they certainly do understand Hitler. And that's why we have to tell people the hidden dangers of these things. And when some people say it's just enough to tell them about Jesus, it's important that they understand about Jesus, but it's equally important that we meet people where they're at and give them something they can relate to, something that will make them start looking behind and suspecting this is not all peace, light, and love.
And remember, Krista, for the Jews, what they did, they tattooed their arm because they didn't have the electronic ability to inject them with a chip at that time. I'm sure they would have loved it.
I've had clients who've had that tattoo on their arms from the concentration camps.
And
I've seen those tattoos on people's arms here in the Detroit area.
Yeah, but, of course, now it'll be much more convenient. We've advanced here over the last 60 years, and now, of course, we can put that number into a little chip, and it can be read by a scanner. Oh, it's going to be so convenient, and you'll be able to buy with that. In fact, the time may come where you'll not be able to buy or sell without one of those chips in. But, of course, anybody who thinks that the mark of the beast has anything to do with economics has not read the Bible. Or maybe they have read the Bible, and maybe they're saying, hey, wait a minute, it says you'll neither buy nor sell. Yes, we're the mark of the beast. And they say, oh, no, you got to. It's all about worship. It's all about worship. Nothing theologically wrong with it. And why would theologians be out there trying to convince us? Maybe they're theologians like Ted Haggard, who led the 30 million person strong National Association of Evangelicals. Ted Haggard was the president of the National Association of Evangelical Christians, and he was a drug-using homosexual who was using his position to destroy Christianity. And, of course, he was just immediately forgiven by all the other Christians who'd raised him to that exalted position. And how many of our other leaders have a hidden agenda behind what they're doing? And I'm talking about leaders within the Christian community. I think we have to be as wise as, as serpent, but as gentle as doves.
And Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, but what I do, that I do, that such as boast may be found even as we, he said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into preachers of righteousness. And he said, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed also as ministers of righteousness.
Well, I think if anybody really doubts that the evangelical church is infiltrated, I suggest you go to 3 or 4 Christian bookstores and look at a lot of those Christian books, and they're really occult books, and they're really New Age books. You'll find the same ones in the metaphysical bookstores. So what are they doing?
I found another good one the other day. This one startled me. You mentioned the identity theft. Well, I looked at my checking account online, and I saw some deductions from my debit card. And there were several from a spiritual community or spiritual cinema circle. And I do subscribe to it because I need to keep up with what the New Agers are doing. And it's supposed to be $21 a month plus shipping and handling, $4.95. And I noticed in the last week that I had 5 deductions made for it. And needless to say, I called my bank and cut off the spigot. But looking at it, when I was trying to find the terms of the contract, because I couldn't really remember, but I knew they weren't supposed to be taking money 5 times a week, sometimes 2 and twice in one day, I was very startled to see that this blatant New Age operation, which bills itself as GAIM, G-A-I-M, a play on Gaia and the I Am That I Am to Moses, was endorsed enthusiastically by Christianity Today.
one of our leading Christian magazines.
And they went out of their way to say there was no spiritual danger. Well, every one of those movies was teaching a theme that Alice Bailey said the world had to accept the New Age Messiah. And now, how many people are going to be sucked into it helplessly? If they read a critique of mine, it might help. But if they read first an endorsement in Christianity Today that every Christian should watch this and not be afraid and have your kids watch it and invite your neighbors in that this deserves to get out there, they're going to be sitting ducks for the deception. They'll be taken in.
And I think it's so important to understand that there are not very many people. They're really at the top of this other movement. But if they know that the way they can be the most effective is to infiltrate the Christian church and get the Christian leaders to lead the Christians, of course, to accept this whole fallacy, this whole idea of taking the chip, we've got to have a world government. Certainly anybody who talks against it, somehow paranoid, we've just got to back. The people are elected leaders because God put them all there. We must be obedient to government, as it says in Romans 13. We must surrender our freedom if they tell us to, because that's exactly what God wants. And God gave us a republic, not the form of government we have today. The form of government we've been opposed has been imposed by people on the other side. The people who keep talking about we're being a democracy, and we are not a democracy, we're a republic. And if you don't know the difference, it's because they don't want you to know. Well, Constance, we've just got a moment or two. So once again, how can people get in touch with you and get your information?
My blog spot is, they can go to News with Views and read the collection of articles there, or go over to my blog spot where I have links to it. worldwideweb.cumbie.blogspot.com. And if I could just say a couple words to sum up my concerns here. I think that they're going to be downplaying the risk of cancer, and they're going to be poo-pooing that. And they're going to be pushing on with this. And we're going to be marginalized increasingly for our unwillingness to take it. And I think Christians have to develop very, very thick skin to the marginalization.
And, of course, the Christians are going to be really targeted because, after all, you are the enemy out there. If you're a Christian, you believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, why, of course, you are a menace to them. You're one of those fundamentalists. You're not tolerant of other religions. You're a bigot. You are a danger to the peace of the world. And this is the message you're going to get out. And you're going to have to stand strong.
And then there's going to be those that say you're a menace to the security of the world if you're unwilling to take this, and we have to stand strong against that equally.
Okay. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's DRYING123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you would like to go up on the newswithviews.com and pull down Constance Cumby's latest article, goes into the background of the VeriChip, the chip that they want to put in you, because they just, really, they just don't want you to get lost. They're afraid you might get Alzheimer's disease. They want to be able to identify you. If you have a serious accident, you go in the hospital, they want to be able to know who you are so they can, you know your medical history and your allergies. And then, of course, it's going to be so easy to buy and sell with that. And, of course, don't think for a minute that this has anything to do with the mark of the beast and the buying and selling described the revelation. Why you have all sorts of religious leaders who tell you it's perfectly all right to take the chip. And you have to ask yourself, why are they putting so much emphasis? Why is the AMA endorsing it? Why are religious leaders endorsing it? Why is all the publicity on one side and the truth so difficult to get? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me suggest we carry some books. We carry the book Spy Chip by Catherine Albrecht. We recommend getting that. We have a 4-tape, a 4-CD set with Constance Cumby, which you can order. Simply buy the Constance Cumby 4-tape set. We carry the DVD, the talk she gave called The Emergence. Fascinating DVD. Fascinating information which you as a Christian need to get. And, of course, anything we have produced, you have our permission to copy and distribute. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. The other side, which wants to bring about this world government, which is, of course, using the war over the Middle East and the coming war over Iran to take our attention away from what's going on here at home. It's a war we have never intended to win any more than we intended to win in Vietnam, Iran, Iraq. Afghanistan, they're all a gigantic diversion, exactly as Vietnam was a diversion. For the greatest nation in the world, fought a 10-year, no-win war in Vietnam. Cost us 58,000 men, and then we found out the Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't occur. Go up in the internet and Google it in. You'll find out that's true. And then understand that so much of what's going on today has nothing to do with what you're being told. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get my talk on the forbidden secret and understand that this is an age-old problem. You need to get the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and then the DVD, The Riddles in Stone. Now, let me remind you that we are going to put on our regular once-a-year seminar. It's going to be held here at the Aptos Seascape Gulf Course on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. That's the 28th of October, an all-day seminar. We do hope that you're going to be able to come. You're going to start early in the morning, go until late in the afternoon. Going to be a great lineup of speakers and opportunities to meet others, but mainly to hear some great speakers and great information. If you want to get a special rate on your hotel rooms, you're coming from another part of the country, we do have rooms preserved until the 28th of September, but after that you're not going to be able to get them, so you're going to have to get your order in right now or it's just not going to be available. Again, that's the 28th of October here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to make your reservations, and we too hope that you can come. And then, of course, we, if you would like, of course, to get one of our catalogs, we'd be glad to send you one. If you're not getting laid in your emergency food supply, don't put it off. I mean, the price of food is skyrocketing. Wheat's up over $8 a bushel. And, of course, get the previous wheat. Now, of course, they're fluoridating it and leaving a tremendous fluoride residue in there. They're using it as a fumigant. And, of course, it's really serious fluoride poisoning, genetically altering all of our, so many of our crops. And the supplies of good food are getting increasingly hard to get. Lay on the supply.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb.